life is changed. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Prophesy to yourself. I will never be the same. I've touched Your grace. My life is changed. I will never be the same. My prophecy tonight. My health must change.
My health must change.
My home must change.
My home must change.
My life must change.
My life must change.
Prophesy. My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change. I've touched Your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same.
I've touched Your grace. My life has changed.
You can know that you met God. God is not only believable, you can taste and see that the Lord is good. There is an experience that can come in our dealings with God. It is not only to believe, we can taste. The end of faith is an experience that we know that He came, that we know that He healed. Not He heals, that He is here to do it again. My life must change. Listen, we're going to sing this song again. Please take it higher for me. I'd like you to look at everything this night that does not name the name of Christ. The Bible declares, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are things that must change. It says, and we all beholding Him as in a mirror with our faces unveiled, we are changed. We are changed. Lift your voice tonight and prophesy. My life must change.
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 I will never be the same. That a door that did not open yesterday can now open. That a dimension that did not open yesterday can now open. That a ministry that was locked up yesterday, is amazing that what could not happen yesterday can happen now. It says, and Adam knew his wife again. He knew her the first time, and what came was trouble. And God lifted him again. And God raised him again. And God anointed her again. Someone prophesy, Lord, do it again. You did it before. Lift your voice and turn it into prayer. You did it before. Do it again. You prospered me in 2005. Do it again. You anointed me. Anoint me again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it says they were gathered together in one accord. And then suddenly, they had a sound as of a mighty rushing wind, and it came and filled the room. Then in Acts chapter 4, when the church was threatened, the Bible says they prayed that God would stretch out his hands and that signs and miracles be wrought in the name of your Holy Son. Then the Bible says that the building shook and they were filled with the Spirit again. It would have been a disaster if God only works once. He can do it again. That what the devil stole yesterday, God can replenish again. That what died yesterday, he can bring it back to life again. This is God for you. Please, I'd like for your faith to be open tonight. The woman of God, as she came to minister, did you know right from the office that the anointing and the grace, I was telling Pastor, the effulgence of the power of God in this place. It's amazing when I went to bed yesterday, the vision that I had was not even for the morning service. I was telling Pastor in the morning that what I saw was for the evening, this service, not for the morning. You see, in Genesis chapter 28, the Bible says that how that Jacob laid in the night for to sleep, and then he was not conscious, he did not give his best. He saw a ladder that connected the earth to the heavens. Dramatic things happened, and he got up and he said, the Lord was in this place, surely, and that I did not know it. He made a mistake. 4 chapters later, God would come again. And in chapter 32, the Bible says, when he held on to him, he said, leave me, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go unless my finances change, unless this ministry, I cannot be a prophet and all my prophecies are wrong. There has to be, unless, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And then he says, what is your name? And he says, Jacob. And he says, for as a prince you have power with God. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, the Israel of God. Then the Bible says that God touched the hollow of his thigh and blessed him. And then the sun arose and he named the place Peniel, the face of God. For I have seen God face to face and my life is spared. If you are angry and desperate, you can just leave some chains tonight. You have to insist. Father, you have called me. You have anointed me. The grace is not speaking. Let something from heaven come upon me. The Lord brought us tonight for an encounter, a real encounter to change our lives. Listen, hallelujah. Please don't be tired, we're still praying. There are no assumptions in this kingdom. You either have it or not. It is there or not. If favor is there, it speaks. If it's not there, it doesn't speak. If you are anointed, it speaks. So there's no point guessing. If it's not showing, it is not there. Period. That means that you must pay attention and say, Lord, I have seen this in my life. I thank you. But this area, the Bible says Naaman was the captain of the Syrian army. He called him a valiant man in war. But he was leprous. And he insisted by the advice of the slave girl until his skin became like that of a child. I'd like you to lift your voice. The area in your life that has refused to answer, provoke the faith, the word of God tonight. Lord, it must speak. Let the grace of God come upon my finances. Let the grace of God come upon my spiritual life. Grant me access to the hearts of kings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, work wonders in the midst of your people tonight. Truly let us shift by your mercy. Show us the wonders of your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Please, I'd like you to be very sensitive. There is a dimension of the presence of God, please listen, that comes with the word of God, the speakings of God, and the Spirit entered into me. Ezekiel chapter 2 from verse 1 and 2. And the Spirit entered into me. The words of the Lord are not empty. They are full of power. The Bible says in the midst of that light is the hiding place of his power. That means when the word of God proceeds, the Spirit of God goes where the word of God goes. This is very powerful. We have to understand this. In Acts chapter 10, Peter is in the house of Cornelius, and now he's preaching to the Gentile. That would be the first salvation of the Gentile nation. And while Peter is speaking, the Bible says in verse 44 that while he yet spake these things, it says that the Holy Ghost fell like rain. Not the Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost fell, not on them that believed, on all them that heard him. Once you were within that circumference, the Holy Ghost fell. And this is what is happening tonight. Please be sensitive. Words are not just spoken to educate. The word of God does not only enlighten. The word of God empowers. The word of God is like a tray. It is always carrying something. Hallelujah. So you can be sitting whilst we are ministering in this atmosphere. Suddenly, the anointing of your ministry starts hovering around like a bird looking for you. The prophetic grace, the ministerial grace. You are there seated and an anointing is looking for you. The grace for favor. These anointings are like addresses. They leave certain places and they go to certain places. It can come to you. He sent forth his word, not that he spoke. There is a difference between the spoken word and the sent word. The sent word is a messenger that cannot be disobedient. It always returns as proof that it arrived safely. The sent word is like the dove that Noah sent. He sent it and it went round and returned back. So when God sends the word that lifts you, when God sends the word for your ministry, sends the word for your spiritual life. Lord, I've been having dreams, seeing myself in crusade. When will this grace come? Whilst you are under this atmosphere, then the word comes. Kalus kabratis kada. Lord, when will the spirit of revelation come upon my life? I'm tired of opening my Bible and looking at it like a newspaper. Then the eyes of the eagle. The Bible says that I wept, for no man was worthy to open the book and unlock the scrolls. And the elder tapped me and said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he had prevailed. Then I turned to the throne and I no longer saw a lion. I saw a lamb as though it had been slain. And then having seven horns and seven eyes. Every horn was tied to an eye. Authority in the spirit is tied to revelation. For every dimension, there was a corresponding horn. What you see, there is authority that backs what you see. Not seven horns and eight eyes. Seven horns. Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower to see what the Lord will say. Not hear, to see. Hallelujah. There is a grace and an anointing that makes men to see. Ephesians chapter 3. Paul was speaking in chapter 8 and 9. And he was trying to establish the basis of his apostolic ministry. And then Paul began to tell us that, unto me who I am less of the saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And one of those graces is found in verse 9. The grace that makes all men see. There is a grace that can make men understand what you are saying, regardless their educational background, regardless what limitations they have. It's a grace that can open the eyes of people. So please be sensitive. A miracle service is not just a time of healing and deliverance alone. It's a time of reception. It's when God comes to honor your faith. It's when God comes to honor you. It's when God stamps his presence upon your situations. The presence of God carries an effect. The Bible says the mountains skip like rams. Are we blessed? And so whilst the word is coming, in this atmosphere, please be sensitive. Most times believers are not sensitive. Do not make the mistake of Jacob in chapter 28. That the Lord is in this place, sending his word, and then I cannot see, and then I cannot hear. For some of you, you have not only come for a miracle service, you have come to be a miracle yourself. So you are not only going to receive miracles, grace will be invested upon your life by the Spirit. And you will leave this place a walking wonder. Your words no longer become empty speakings. And there are some of you who will experience Acts chapter 12. The Bible says, on account of the exploits of the early church, that Peter, James, John, remember, James was now beheaded, and it pleased the people, the Jews, and then they caught Peter, and the Bible says they bound him in a very strange way. Arms, feet, and he was in the midst of gates. Listen carefully. Then the Bible says that prayers were being offered by the church. And at night, an angel of the Lord came. And when he came, the first thing that happened was that the chains began to fall. And then the Bible says they passed through the first gate. The first gate, you live where you are, but you are not where you should be. Then he passed through the second gate. Then the Bible says he came to a gate called the Iron Gate. When that gate opened, the next thing you see is the city. Your business may be out of prison, but not yet to the city. There are three gates. The first gate leaves you where you, it takes you out of where you are, but it does not mean the time of manifestation has come. He got to a place called the Iron Gate. The Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Was it not part of the messianic prophecy? Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord, he says, is upon me, for he hath anointed me. To anoint means to ordain, to legitimize an operation, to preach glad tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, he says, to set the captives free. There are people who are walking physically, but they are really in prison. That the only thing that is growing in their life is their age, nothing else. Hallelujah. So God is determined to help us experience the reality of his presence. Did you know, let me tell you this. The kingdom, Jesus came and this was his proposition. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means within your reach. At hand means can now become your experience. That the God of the Bible that you teach about, who is far up there, he has come within your domain. You can experience the reality of the life and the power and the grace of God. And Peter taught us, he said, the things that we have seen, the things that we have heard, he says, the things that our hands have handled, even of the word of life, that is what we teach. We shared it in the morning. Dr. Luke was admonishing Theophilus, and he was telling him that he wanted him to know the certainty of the things that are most surely believed among us. The excellency. You need an experience with God so that your convictions will not dwindle. If God prospers, you can start by saying, I believe. But you must get to a point where you say, have become that experience. The goal of reading the Bible is not just to learn and know, it's to become a living epistle yourself, so that your life becomes a continuation of everything read. So when your life demonstrates the reality of prosperity, the reality of healing, the reality of speed, the wonders of God's mercy, that we are seated here, ladies and gentlemen. A man and or a woman may have been delayed for years, and in a moment, God is able to take 5 years and put it into 2 months. I hope you know years can enter into years. The rod of Moses became a serpent. It swallowed another rod and yet did not increase in size. If God can compress matter, are we together now? That means God can take 2015 and see what should have been there that is not in your life and take it over to 2020 and make it happen by March. The Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Are we together now? Joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It says that they might be called the oaks or trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. There is a dimension of glory that must come upon the saints, so that Christ be revealed, so that Christ be glorified. The reputation of the Father is at stake, waiting for the glorification of the church. Our glorification validates his fatherhood. And so the miraculous becomes one of the platforms to reveal his glory. John chapter 2 and verse 11, the wedding in Cana, the first miracle. And the Bible tells us this beginning of miracles, it says, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And he said he manifested forth his glory, and as a result, his disciples believed on him. Hallelujah. There is a dimension of the grace and the power of God, I trust, that will really, really come upon us. You see, let me tell you, going to church will continue to be a burden until you take something from church that you cannot find any other place. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. I left home as Saul, I returned as Paul. I left home as Cephas, I returned as Peter. I left home as Saul, looking for the father's donkey, I returned as Saul the prophet. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, when you read from verse 18, it says, for I reckon, I come to terms with the fact that the sufferings of this present time, Paul is mentoring the church in Rome, and he's teaching, he's saying, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, he says, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Verse 19 now says, for the earnest expectation of creation, the Bible says, awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. When you read the verses down, it now says that it tells you an old story, that creation was subject unto vanity. Are we together? It traces back to the story of Adam, that creation was not put into vanity willingly. It was by reason of the mismanagement of a man, Adam. He brought creation under something the Bible calls the bondage of corruption. And then the Bible says creation continues to groan alongside the saints to come into the glorious liberty of the sons. Behold what manner, Apostle John said, of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Then the Bible says, now are we sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. And so we continue to press through services like this to ensure that the experience of the kingdom becomes true in our lives. That means you should leave this place with something you did not come with. I came here sick. I came here with a blood condition. I came here with a medical verdict, a medical report that is like a death sentence. But who else will I bring before? Jesus, the Son of the living God. When the woman brought her alabaster box, she did not just bring her treasure, she also brought her pain. You are allowed to drop everything at his feet. Your pain, your shame. Then you allow him to give you beauty for ashes. Beauty is substance. You can have it. It's not just what is on your face. Beauty is like money. God can give it to you. And everything around your life now shows that the beauty of God has come upon you. Are we blessed tonight? So it's important that our hearts be open, because sometimes I think that when believers come before God like this, they invest their time, their sacrifice. You know, while I sat there and rearrangements were happening around, my heart just went, I said, oh dear Lord, imagine the people who would leave all that they are doing, make all of those sacrifices. There are still people outside. Why will God allow you to go back the same? Imagine that you left someone 4 hours ago and then you come back 4 hours later. Where did you go to church? So what's the evidence? And you return back. The pain is still there. Yes, sir. Okay, God bless you. You have ministered. You have misrepresented God to that person. But imagine that you return back with joy. What is happening? I rejoice because I have found something I cannot get in a bank. I found something I cannot get in a university. It's always found in His presence. The Bible says in His presence there is fullness of joy. It's not for sale. You don't find it anywhere. Hallelujah. God is a God of signs and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. We live in a generation where we continue to get used to the manifestations of the devil. We continue to get used to technology and science, and these things are wonderful, but we must be careful so that they do not reduce us to the realm of the flesh. There are many things we are unable to believe today because the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. It says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. One of the advantages of God's presence is that He continues to spiritualize your mentality so that you sustain the fortitude to believe the things that your eyes have not seen. Did the Bible not say that we can look at the things that are unseen? He never said they are unreal. They are unseen. Like your employment letter. Unseen but real. Like your house. Unseen but real. Like the anointing for the next level. Unseen but real. The advantage of meetings like this is to compress time, to look for what you are looking for and make it look for you, so that there is a collision. I hope you know that everything you are looking for is also looking for you. Yes, sir. Samuel was also looking forward to seeing Saul. When the prodigal son was looking for his father was also looking for him. They did not meet at home. They met halfway. So God is already moving. It's up to you to say, Lord, I believe and I'm ready. I believe. I believe. You can know what you receive from a meeting by what begins to change in your life. That by tomorrow, 6 o'clock, someone wakes you and say, where are you? Say, what's the issue? Send me your account number. You say, for what? Now, listen, I'm not just trying to motivate you. In all fairness, you've heard me say it. I will keep saying it till the body of Christ understands. It's a waste to look for things physically. It is what is on your head that controls what is around you. When God wants to fill your cup, He does not pour oil on your cup. Thou anointest my head. But I know what is on my head by looking at what is on my cup. There is a grace that calls helpers. They don't come because you need them. No. Every helper is busy, but there is something that can come on your life, and like you begin to exhibit magnetic properties. You are a human being, but something about your life begins to attract people. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. That someone who has no business blessing you, because of you, he travels, and whilst he's sitting, God will say, bless him. Change his life. It is only marvelous in our eyes when it is the Lord's doing. Many things are not marvelous because they are our doing, they are our making, our manipulation. When it becomes the Lord's doing, He will add a signature on that testimony. You know, only God can do this. Listen, you can get a job by begging, rolling on the floor, manipulating your life, but there is a way. If God gives it, His signature will all, there will be an equation in that testimony that only God can explain. Let me speak over someone's life now. In the name of Jesus, the God of heaven, I stand by heaven and I declare, whoever must show up in your life in this season, I call upon the God of Jeshurun. May they show up from this night. Please sit down. Listen, look at me, please. Life is hard by default. It takes your understanding the systems of the kingdom to start rearranging your possibilities. Nobody favors you by default. Nobody cares about you by default. Nobody will help to advance your life by default. The infirmity will not leave by default. No. You will have to engage something. You will not get the job by default. You will not get the promotion by default. The building will not be built just because you have land. No, sir. We are immersed in a web of mysteries, and you receive your portion in this kingdom by the light that comes to you. That spiritual illumination, the light that comes to you. It says, arise, shine, Isaiah 60 and verse 1, for your light is come. Amplified says, arise from the prostration and the depression that circumstances have kept you. It says, rise to a new light, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord, it says, is risen upon you. Then it says, for darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. You've heard me teach it. It's the Greek word tohu wa bohu. It's the word confusion and chaos. The same word used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. It says, but upon you the glory of the Lord shall arise. Oh, I receive verse 3. Gentiles shall come. You will not look for them. And they will not come to you. It says they will come to your light. And even their arrogant kings will come to the brightness of your rising. The Bible says that your gates will be open continually. It will not be shut day or night. Not to entertain strangers, to receive the forces of the Gentiles. Where you have been deserted so that no one will pass through you. It says, I will make you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. You must insist tonight that my life must change. As a man of God, if all you have is a sermon, you are in trouble. You will be weary. Because the gospel is the power of God. There has to be an attestation, a validation. Jesus himself taught this. I think it was in John 4, if I'm not mistaken, 48 or so. And Jesus said, John 4:48? I'm not sure. I think so. Except ye see signs and wonders, he says, ye shall not believe. Listen, you are the only one who is in the spirit. The cosmos is not in the spirit. They want to see. The Bible says the word became flesh and it dwelt among us. Then we beheld the glory, even as of the Father, full of grace and truth. There are things people must see. Results are a big deal in this kingdom. Nobody will continue following indefinitely until they can see a kingdom that is provable. If God can bless, show me the evidence. If God can lift, show me the evidence. If God can change, show me the evidence. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. A lady and a guy, right now as I'm speaking, one lady and one gentleman, I just saw the power of God touching them, and there is an anointing upon them, especially for the prophetic. I just saw that grace. Please let me just have them out. We're praying right now. That supernatural grace. Mighty God. Please help them so they don't injure themselves. And you may need to cover her if you have to, please. This kingdom is a kingdom whose reality can be proven. Please look at me. This kingdom, we have not taught cunningly devised fables. The Jesus that we teach is not a theoretical Jesus. Listen to me. The Jesus that we teach is not just a... Listen, I want you to know and understand that the dimension of faith that we teach is faith that can be proven. These things I write unto you, O excellent Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. So when God says new dimension, it is true. When God says open doors, it is true. When God says new levels, it is true. When God says, I will... Listen, miracles don't just show that a man is anointed. It's bigger than that. Are we together? If someone can come with a growth and a cancer and it leaves, God is saying, that's the same way I can take death away from your life. What is and now is not. It shows the power of God over matter. It's not just about a sickness. No. That means that you can be owing 1 billion, 500 million, your company is in trouble, and God says, under a certain condition, I sustain an ability to take away pain from your life. And he uses miracles as a token to show you his possibilities. Please let your faith come alive. Let your faith, don't sit down, place the challenge of whether it's your company, whatever. Don't say, can God make a way in the wilderness? The limited God, the Bible says. Are we together? Shortly we are going to pray, but I need to charge our hearts. When the woman of God was ministering in worship, I'm telling you the truth, the kind of power and grace that flowed from this precious woman of God, I said, my God, this is what happens, the reality of the kingdom, provable here and now. Lagos is a good place, but it does not mean your portion will come automatically. There is grace that must come upon you. And you will walk out of this street and God will arrange everybody who can help you. God will delay things happening until you are there. And you are wondering what is wrong. You may have received a medical report. And the medical report tells you have a few days to live. The doctors are not wrong. They are just limited. They've done their best. And I'm glad that there are many, many doctors right now who are filled with the Holy Ghost. And while when they give the injection once, twice, and it doesn't work, they just find a corner and say, Mister, I'm not only a doctor, I'm a priest. Shalit skaparus kabaradusia tala kaposia. Do you know God can give a man speed? You know, I keep talking about speed. One of the worst things that can happen to a man in his life is this mystery of delay. This thing called delay is a terrible thing. Delay happens when the only thing growing in your life is your age. No growth in wisdom. No growth in influence. When you build a house at 65, it's not a testimony. I hope you are not offended. I'm provoking you because we need to settle some things once and for all. Kalis kalabranda gadusia taparusia, lekebras kabaruza zina katoshialas, shanaski barudazia. Lord, when will my music ministry rise? What is covering that glory that it cannot rise? I sing songs and people cannot hear. I'm speaking to you by the spirit of faith. There is a hear ye him anointing. If it's not on you, no matter what you have to say, men cannot hear you. Listen, household of David, hear me. Hear me. Things don't just happen because you are equipped to make it happen. You can be the greatest preacher. You can be the most anointed person. But there is a hear ye him anointing. If it's not on you, you will be surprised that your grace will be despised. Help that lady. I'm seeing an angel pour oil. That lady you are holding, in the name of Jesus, I shift your family to a new dimension in the spirit. New levels. There are many people here. I'm glad and honored that we have great men of God, fathers and great people. Please hear me. If you are in ministry, I'm provoking you. You have to get angry. Lord, this resultless ministry, that's what brings jealousy. That's what brings anger. Lord, you called me. Can there be an investment of the Spirit upon my life? Let my words carry power. Let my eyes see what men don't see. Grant unto me grace for signs, for wonders. Our fathers are men and women who have demonstrated the possibilities of the kingdom. Let me tell you this. When you say it and it happens, the next time you are about to speak, they will listen to you. The Lord sent us tonight to shake up some foundations. There are some of us, you will be the first person to rise, and the devil is trying to put you down. You are trying to rise. You graduated 10 years, 15 years, but there is no, you look at your certificate and it makes you angry because all you have is a paper, but there is a grace. Halis Kabata. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? It says the power of the highest. The anointing is real. I have learned by experience that everything that makes for your lifting is not far from you, but it remains closed until the anointing calls it. While you are standing, before I continue, in 1 minute, I'd like you to declare every door that must open this night. I insist you must open. Please pray. Every door, Parasco Barata, Shaneteske Legete Brakatatiaza, Eprekotosco Baruskete, Keprende Katosia. Someone is praying. Lord, you promised my family that by February, the door would have been open. I place a demand on the mercy of God tonight. Pray. Hallelujah. Listen. Please listen to me. There are some of you who you must trust the grace of God to change the spiritual climate around you. It doesn't matter what good comes to you, something evil must come and overtake it. You get a job, it becomes the source of your pain. You enter a relationship, that's the reason why headache comes to you. You buy a new car, that's why you will have accident. No, sir. Atmosphere now. Chains be broken. Pray. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Come now.
Heaven open. One more time. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Someone's life is about to change. Be patient. We'll pray. Second Samuel chapter 9. And David said, is there any left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Next verse. And there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. Now this story is very interesting, because the Bible says that they went to Lodebar and they fetched a crippled man called Mephibosheth, and he came and ordered Ziba's sons that they should farm and make sure that Mephibosheth would always have supplies. And then he says, as for Mephibosheth, even in your crippled state, you will eat with me forever. Go to verse 11. Please help us with verse 11. He says, okay, can we go to verse 9? I want you to see something very powerful there. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto my master's son all that pertain to Saul and to his house. Verse 10. He says, thou therefore and thy sons and thy servant shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits, and thy master's son, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Read the last sentence if you're a Christian. One, two, read. How many sons? Why did David not see one of the 15 sons? A man has 15 sons and 20 servants, and he tells the sons, go and get another person in a far land. It's the same way you can be minding your business and the person they are sending has 5 graduates, but they will say, go to a place somewhere in Lagos. Go and look for the person that comes from this family. He's the one who will occupy this position. Lift your voice and say, Lord, send my helpers. Send them in this season by your mercy. Someone who will love me enough to see to it that I rise in the spirit, to see to it that I rise in ministry.
Church. The ones you live.
Listen. It's a very powerful atmosphere right now. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on that woman of God there. I shift you in the Spirit, madam. Step into a new level. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm about to pray for you. Of an intercessor. I saw this thing in Abeokuta, and the Lord is saying that grace is returning to people. Some of you carried those graces, but for some reason, either because of carelessness, it looked like that thing started leaving you. But right now, the Lord is revisiting men with that grace of an intercessor, and that anointing is coming on certain people right now. Please bring them out. The grace of an intercessor, the grace for the secret place. The grace for the secret place. There is an anointing. Blessed is the man who God causes to approach his presence. The grace of an intercessor. You are my hiding place. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a clock in the spirit, and I'm seeing the clock go backwards. When God does this, I know he means restoration. I know what he means. The Lord is showing me a clock, and I'm seeing it go back. I'm prophesying right now. I'm seeing at least 17 people. The grace for speed to recover. That anointing is coming on you. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Help these ministers. There are a few ministers. I'm seeing that anointing. Help them, my God. Please help the men and women of God. I speak speed. Shelakata barakata. Embreketeketa. Recover. I bless an anointing upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, recover in business, recover in ministry. Lift your voice and declare, recover. I provoke it by the spirit of faith. Recovery is happening in this place. One of the wonders of mercy. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored. Prophesy to yourself. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. One more time. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Everything that was lost shall be restored unto me. Prophesy it. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. Speed. I'm seeing it in the spirit. You will be surprised what will happen. Sir, I don't know this man. You are a pastor in Christ Embassy. Lift your hands. Take that fire now. In the name of Jesus, you move to a dimension of grace by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything that was lost. Listen. I'm seeing businesses that started and died. I'm seeing businesses that are in debt. And the Lord is saying to prophesy, hear the word of the Lord. I speak by the Spirit. Whatever is dying or dead, hear the word of the Lord. Talitha kumi, come alive now. Come alive now. Hebarushka barakata, come alive now. Listen to me. Restoration many times will involve the book of remembrance being open. There is a book of remembrance. Hear me. The Bible says that Mordecai averted death over the king and they forgot about him. It was written in the chronicles and kept there. But that night, the king could not sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. When they opened it, he said, what shall be done to this man? I'd like you to pray in 1 minute. Father, open the book of remembrance. Let my service in the house of God provoke the hand of God. Let my commitment in evangelism and soul winning. Shelada salaska baraska barinde dash. Ekrekate baraka tabarakoto so pregediash. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is Ibuku? I'm hearing the name Ibuku. Ibuku. This is what I'm hearing in the spirit. I want to pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is just ministering to me. I'm hearing Ibuku. It's the name of a lady. You are wearing like black. You are not too tall. You are at the back. That lady is at the back. This is what the Lord is showing me. Is there someone like that, please? Ibuku. Who is that? Give Jesus praise. Shalenda salabrakatusiata. God is about to change your family, my dear. Where are you from?
I'm from Oyo State.
Oyo State. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that name that is above all names, that everything that is not of God in your life, go now! Now the Lord is that spirit, he says. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm seeing the angel of the Lord just stand here, just this room. And I'm seeing a grace, and I'm seeing something that looks like an ancient padlock just standing here. There are 3 people. The power of God is coming on them now. I'm seeing what looks like a padlock opening up. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy. Let it be open now. Let it be open now. Let it be open now. I don't care what it is. I declare be open now. Let hope, let it rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Hey, let hope, let it rise. Hallelujah. My dear, lift your hands. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on you. I'm seeing a strange grace for favor, supernatural favor. And not only her. Let me release that grace on someone. In the name of Jesus, please believe it. I declare by the God of Jeshurun, the one who rides upon the wings of the wind. In the name of Jesus, household of David, Lagos, step into a new level of favor. Strange graces, doors open, doors open, gates open, doors open. Pastor, dear woman of God, this woman, madam, please lift your hands. I'm seeing a strange grace of favor, and the Lord is saying it's a season for him to announce you. I stretch my hands and I release that grace upon you. I decree and declare by the Spirit of the Christ that you will step into that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will say it as I'm seeing it. I just stood here now, and while I was ministering, I saw the face of our father, Papa Iya Deboe, and it just disappeared. I saw it and it just disappeared. God personifies graces through the faces of men. That means that there is a grace. Hear what I'm saying. Because we know one thing, that when he speaks, God honors it. In the name of Jesus, someone here, by the Spirit of the living God, carry that grace. Carry that grace. Parashoka barakatoske bariata. Carry that grace. The creative power of the spoken word. Speak it and create it. Speak it and let it be. Speak it and let it happen. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, speak it and let it happen. May God honor your speakings. Let it come with fire. Let it come with life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you do, my friend? This man, yes. Are you a musician? You do music. Come, God is about to announce you. I don't know anything about you. Is he a member of this church? Where are you coming from?
Well, from Fountain of Life.
Fountain of Life?
Yes.
Oh, he's with you. I see. I want to pray for you. Do you know me? I don't know anything about you. My brother, please look at me. We are made by the graces that are upon us. This is what controls the possibilities around us. I stretch my hands to you by the God of heaven. In Jesus' name, I open the two lift gates over your destiny. Open now. In the name of Jesus, I release upon you grace. The grace that makes you Beulah and Hephzibah. Become the delight of your helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray for the sick now. We have to pray for the sick. Bring the lady at the back who will shout under the anointing now. God is bringing deliverance to her family. In the name of Jesus, I just saw what looked like fire from here. When the woman of God was ministering, she asked you a question and said, how many of you are ready for your deliverance? Deliverance is not just about falling down and manifestation. It's the separation between you and the obstacle that impedes your progress. It's called deliverance. And I want to pray for someone now, because the Bible records that Satan can attempt to hinder men. The excellency of God's power, doors that have refused to open. You've done everything you know to do, yet those doors remain closed. Did the Bible not say, lift up your heads, O ye gates? The gates are living things. It says, be ye lifted, O ye ancient doors. I'm about to pray. Please help those under the anointing while I pray and bring them out. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every operation that is not of the Christ, every manipulation of darkness by whatever legal access, we come by the mystery of priesthood. We come by the rod of a higher priesthood. And right now, as you shout the name Jesus, I decree and declare everything that is a limitation in your life and your family, it gives way now. Are you ready? One, two, three, shout that name. I decree and declare every power, every force, be gone now. Help them, please. Be gone now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I want to pray for the sick. I sang that song, the Lord put it in my heart. I'm not a Yoruba person, but you're going to help me. Oh, Lord.
Okay, hey,
I'm about to pray for the sick now. Listen, please hear me. Precious people of God, the Bible says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive. And he begins to list all of these things. Your healing has been purchased through the substitutionary sacrifice of the Christ. It is the truth. And the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I want to minister the life and the power of God to you now. Please listen. You will be amazed at what will happen to you right now. Take your eyes away from the infirmity, the death sentence. It doesn't matter what it is. I'd like you to believe there is a God of wonders. Now listen. I'm about to pray for the sick. Mighty things will happen here now. As soon as I pray for you, we'll get to a point where I will allow you to check yourself. And the miracles that happen, we'll have maybe one or two men of God, and then we'll just have you come, and then we'll testify. Then, before I will do the final impartation, that is very, very important. Hallelujah. Janet. Who is Janet? I hear a name, Janet. Janet, you're wearing like white or milk. You are at the back. You are to my right. To my right. The Lord is telling me that. Where is that? Come. What's your name, my dear? Where are you coming from? Huh?
Coming from SS Children's Village, but I'm staying with my auntie.
I want to pray for you. The Lord is turning your life around and that of your family. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I stretch my hands, let it be ended now. In the name of Jesus. Your name is Janet Ma? You didn't come here alone. Who did you come with?
I came with my reverend.
Your reverend. That is the man I want to pray for. Where is he? Please come. Is he here? Reverend, sir. Is he here? Ah. Please stand up. Come. Don't cry. This man you see has gone through what many people cannot go through. Come, sir. Please come. No, not to climb. Just come. Shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. He has come to you, his Israel. He is lifting you, this is Israel. Sir, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. And the Lord is saying it will not be like before again. I'm taking you to new dimensions. Is this your wife, sir? Madam, please look at me. There is a grace that is coming upon you to pray for barren women. You hear what I'm telling you? God is bringing this grace upon you. Can I pray for you, ma? I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that anointing right now. It comes upon you. It will change your life. You will never be the same. Sir, I pray for you. I know you love the Lord, but you have gone through several things as the Lord reveals to me. But sir, I stand in partnership with all the graces in this house to let you know God is still a lifter of men. And I prophesy to you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For even tonight, God is doing a new thing. I release grace upon you. Let it take you to heights unimagined. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And let me pray for you, ma. You are the vessel that God used. Come. Please come. Let me pray for you. Will you believe everything I tell you? Will you believe if I tell you by May, God is going to send someone to bless you in a way that has never happened in your life? Will you believe me?
Yes, sir.
Hold my hands. Blessed is she that believes, the Bible says, for unto her there shall be a performance. of those things. I declare by the spirit of faith, in the name of Jesus, I activate favor now and may. Let your life change in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, he has come to you, this Israel. I want to pray for the sick now. Where's this woman coming from? But you see, truly evil is... I'm looking at this woman. Madam, please don't be embarrassed. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm looking at this woman and I'm seeing a coffin. And I'm seeing this woman's body inside already. This mama standing here. You see, nothing just happens until it is finished. Hallelujah. The Bible says they are taken for a prayer and none saith restore. There has to be a voice that says restore. Mama, can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Where are you from? Huh?
I'm from Edo State. Out.
You're a member of this church?
No.
Can I pray for you? Yes. Please hold my hands. Father, this is why you anointed us. I represent a government that is superior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak over you. Death, you are a spirit, you have a voice. And I declare in the name of Jesus, be lifted from off this woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four people. The Lord is rebuking the spirit of death. Listen, listen. The power of God is coming on them now. You may not even know. This is your family. In the name of Jesus. The grave is a spirit. It can call people into it. In the name of Jesus, I declare the power of the grave. Oh grave, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your victory? Be free right now from every operation of death. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you seeing this? I'm rebuking death and she's standing here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, say.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Place your hand right now. I want to pray with you. I apologize, but I'm seeing the power of God come on one of the ministers, and the Lord is telling me that that will be a sign for the healing anointing to begin to flow. This is very strange, but that's what the Lord is telling me. I want to pray for the sick now. Please make contact with a part of your body you're trusting God for, and if it's your part of your body you cannot touch, just touch your chest and believe God. But one of the people here, the power of God is coming on you as the sign of the release of the healing anointing. I'm just acting as the spirit of the Lord is speaking to my ears. We want to pray for the sick right now. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Here comes the fire. You see the fire just come. And that person, you are not only a sign, but you are also receiving the healing anointing. The healing grace is a real grace. Now, as I'm speaking, it's coming on someone. Let's pray. I pray for the sick now. Please agree with me. In the name of Jesus. Believers, shout amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I rebuke every devil of infirmity from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be delivered now. I release healing. Help them, please. The power of God is touching them. You feel like fire just going through your body. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Peptic ulcer, be healed in the name of Jesus. Migraines, be healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing several blood conditions. several blood conditions. I'm seeing the Lord heal people right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord performed that miracle. Constant urination. The Lord is bringing healing to that person now. In the name of Jesus. Pounding headache. I declare be healed in Jesus' name. Anyone here on crutches, I declare be healed right now. Stand up from that crutch in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every kind of blindness, partial, complete blindness, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Help that lady, please. There's a miracle happening to her. I'm seeing something being loose from her stomach. In Luke 12, he said, loose her and let her go. I mean, a woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. Now, I'm praying for someone. I'm seeing a number of people with lumps, breast lump and different parts of your body. I'm praying it will leave now. I prophesy, let it go now. Let it go now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing someone of an acute condition of pile. This is a very serious condition, but in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let the healing power of Jesus touch you now. There's someone here, you've started having symptoms of what would later be stroke. The power of God is on her. That's her. The Lord is healing her now. You feel pains and sometimes numbness around your hands and your feet. The anointing of the Spirit is touching you right now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Be healed now. I'm seeing someone, you are not blind, but you have severe pains on your eyes. Severe pains. When you look at light, that pain just comes. Right now, the power of God is touching you. God is touching this woman that just shouted right now. There's an anointing coming on you right now. In the name of Jesus, be completely delivered now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone you have, it's not a chest condition, but your heart. There's a position that you cannot sleep on. You know, if you turn and sleep that way, you will get up with severe pains. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are not pregnant, but you found out that your stomach is beginning to bloat in a strange way. And this is not a diet issue. This is a very demonic issue. I declare right now, be healed in Jesus' name. You are hearing, but you feel like there's water at the left side of your ear. The Lord is bringing you healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Please don't be embarrassed. I'm praying for you. I'm seeing the Lord is showing me a lady here. You've had severe bleeding and this situation is fibroid. I don't know whether you are aware or not, but it's fibroid. Severe pains and bleeding, especially around your lower abdominal region. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Touching you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, whether I mentioned your case or not, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, before we take testimonies, the Lord is showing me someone. There is a boil that comes out in a part of your body. No matter how you treat it, it continues to resurface again. No matter what you do, it's very discomforting and very painful. No matter what you do, it continues to come. In the name of Jesus, right now as I'm speaking, the power of God is coming on you. You will know instantly, you will receive a relief. In Jesus' name, I declare, be healed now. There are two elderly people that the Lord is showing me now. You have what we call not just general body weakness, severe weakness. You cannot stand for 5 or 10 minutes, you begin to feel dizzy. And if care is not taken, you can fall to the ground. I declare right now life and strength to your body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please listen. What witchcraft could not do to Elijah? A dance. A lady danced in a way and manner that the king said, what should be done? There is a way you dance before the king. He was willing to give up to half of his kingdom. Kings were not fools. Hallelujah. We're wrapping up this conference. You have danced before God. Was it not David that danced before the ark? And his wife said, you are disgracing yourself. And God had it. Some of you, this dance you have danced. Huh? In the name of Jesus, the sorrow that will make you to dance only once, I take it out of your life. Please listen to me. Your God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He will put his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Every closed door, makabarus kalikata, no matter how long it has been, it didn't open for your father. It didn't open for your mother. I stand by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, that door opens now. That door opens now. That door opens now. And the wine presser forgot Joseph for 2 years. But when his time came, he said, I remember my wrong. Whoever must remember you tonight. Makapo zazike parokatazia takalabra digetea. In the name of Jesus, I open the book of remembrance for your sake. Please believe it. Please believe it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me pray for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And God opened the womb of Hannah. And God opened the womb of Rachel. I decree and declare. Like prophet Eli spoke to Hannah, according to the time of life, return with your miracle children. Hear me? The Bible says, have you heard this proverb that a nation is born in one day? I want to pray for you. There are some of you, what God will do this coming week, not next year, this week that is coming, in the name of Jesus, let it surprise you. Step into prepared blessings. Step into open doors. Hallelujah. I stand in faith prophetically. Help that lady. With the woman of God. Some of you are called into the worship ministry. Please listen to me. This thing is not just about singing. There is a grace that announces you. There is a reason why God allowed the woman of God to come and her dear husband. I stand in agreement with their graces. Whoever is called into the worship ministry, in the name of Jesus, the sounds from heaven and the men who will identify your grace and place a demand on it, I open that door for you now. It's very prophetic by the Spirit that God is ready to lift people to strange dimensions. But let me tell you, sometimes we cannot rise because the level of light that will support our growth is not there. Therefore, I speak the spirit of revelation that must come upon your life and shapakato salabrakata batuzikata and shift you to a new dimension. May that grace rest on you now. Hallelujah. Let me pray over your finances. Please don't believe anybody who tells you being blessed is not good. Don't believe that nonsense. There are more troubles in a man's life when you lack resources. Are we together? The Bible says, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. It is true that there are dimensions to wealth that has to do with value and productivity. And it's important to press into those dimensions. But let me tell you, there is a prophetic dimension of wealth. Wealth by the finger of God. I stand by the God of heaven, who is the helper of men. And I speak to you, between now and the next 3 months, by the God of heaven, may your financial destiny change to a new dimension. Please believe it.
Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice and say, yeah, yeah.
Everything that left you that should not have left, by the power of prophecy, in the name of Jesus, I call it back. Yeah. Hear me. The same grace, paratosasia katabala, that came upon the animals to move by themselves to the ark of Noah. He opened the door and the animals came by themselves. 2 by 2, 7 by 7. Every blessing, may they queue up like you danced and enter your life. I prophesy it by the God of heaven. Favor, lifting, open doors, may they queue up and enter your life. I pray for those who are students, undergraduate, postgraduate, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, first the help that you need to finish, I release it upon you now. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, trusting God for a job. In the name that is above all names, return with a job that is honorable. In the name of Jesus. The kind of favor that you have never seen. My brothers and my sisters, I stand in agreement with the graces in this house, and I decree and declare strange favor over your life. Let favor come according to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. If you can give it to us, please give it to us quickly. We're wrapping up. Exodus 3 verse 21 says, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Emptiness has an explanation. I pray whatever has made your hand empty, your mind empty, your account empty, in the name of Jesus Christ, may favor fill it up now. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the noisome pestilence, the destruction that wasted in noonday. I stand and I declare, everything looking for you to enter the grave, I curse it from your life now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, I want to pray for someone. You have tried it from this conference. Go again. Do the business again. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for your spiritual life. Because listen, if all you receive is cars, houses, blessings, and you are barren spiritually, you don't have much. The excellency of a man's life is the depth, the richness of your knowledge of God. What destroyed your prayer life? Let's pray. Father, the kind of fire that must come upon your prayer altar, the grace to travail, the grace to fast, carry that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please hear me. For some of us, it's the spirit of slumber that needs to leave. You open your Bible and you sleep and sleep till it is morning. No, that is not the destiny. It's not the pattern of the great. You must sustain the discipline to stay with the word. One more time I pray. Whatever has happened to your prayer life that is not of God, I command restoration now. I prophesy over your word study life. The grace to have passion for the word. The grace to sit down and study in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Hear me. Any relationship in your life that is not profiting your spiritual growth, please hear me. Any relationship in your life, Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the scornful, who does not stand in the way of sinners, who does not walk in the way of the scornful. He says his delight is in the law of the Lord. Many of us want to make progress, but our associations, our loyalty to friends and groups, we were secondary school classmates. This night, I sever you from every relationship that is not of God. The Bible says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us. And then it says to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking up to Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. The grace to stand for Jesus unapologetically and truthfully. May that grace rest upon you. Can I pray for your family? How many of you know you are not truly free if you are the only one who is free? As for me and my house, it was because it was only Joseph that had the dream that he got into trouble. If all of them had dreams, they would not kill anyone. I pray for you. As God is lifting you this night, may the angel of his presence go to every home and everywhere your loved ones are located and ensure that signs and wonders are wrought in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm rounding up. Whoever is holding what is not, what is your own, Marisa Kabaruza Gatabaliata, may my God overturn. May my God overturn. May my God overturn until it enters your hand. And finally, let me pray. You have come to Tabernacle here, especially for the precious workers in this ministry. Scripture declares that a worker is deserving of his wages. There are benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. It's profitable to serve God. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, most especially the workers. In the name of Jesus, step into new dimensions of possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let me wrap up again by speaking favor over this precious church. I love this church with all my heart, and I pray that in the name of Jesus, step into new levels of influence, new levels of favor. In the name of Jesus, I appreciate everyone. May the Lord bless you and increase you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeshua.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. And if you want to contact us, just check the addresses written on the screen. God bless you.